Friday, February 11, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The labor market has rebounded and gets harder still, and technology alone isn't enough for customers and what the data tells us. This is the Business of Tech. Axios is reporting on the bounce back of advanced economies. It's far, far faster than the 2008 financial crisis. Moody's released data graphing the recovery, with Canada and Australia above their Q1 2020 positions, Europe and the UK nearly there, and the US and Japan just slightly behind. The lagging US is attributed to lingering COVID worries, while the UK and Euro area are ahead based on their approach, using fiscal relief to keep workers attached to the job market, instead of paying unemployment benefits to workers. And in another Axios piece, it appears salaries and benefits are going up to keep workers. Apple is reportedly paying $180,000 in stock to retain top employees, while Amazon, as previously reported, is more than doubling max base pay to $350,000. Also, the investment banks have issued some of the largest bonus payouts in a decade. Delving further into the Apple news, even their retail employees are getting more benefits, including doubling paid sick days, adding vacation days, and options for emergency backup care for children or elderly family members, even for part-time employees. In that context, Protocol is reporting on pandemic parenting gaps. Recruiters are reporting this new career gap due to the pandemic and how the stigma of a career gap in general is fading. 79% of hiring managers today say they would hire a candidate with a career gap on their resume. Why do we care? This is the state of play. I'm particularly intrigued by this shift on reading career experience. With the great resignation attributed to changing priorities outside of work, it's encouraging to see employers accept what was generally considered non-traditional or even unattractive. Then again, scarcity may be at play too. Savvy owners, employers, and managers are considering these factors on their own retention plays. Now to look IT specific, Gartner has released new research around cloud usage and highlighted how cloud spending will overtake spending on traditional IT solutions in 2025. The research firm's Cloud Shift Research focuses only on enterprise IT that can transition to the cloud, including application software, infrastructure, business process services, and system infrastructure. Quoting Commercial Integrator, in about 3 years, 51% of IT spending in those four categories will have shifted from traditional solutions to the public cloud, compared to 41% this year. A large part of cloud spending will be on application software, with about 66% of spending on that technology directed toward the cloud. That's up from 57.7% this year, according to Gartner. This year, traditional on-premises offerings will make up 58.7% of the addressable revenue, but growth in traditional markets will be much lower than in the cloud. Separately, a survey from IDG focused on digital transformation highlights that the tech behind it may not be ready. 89% of IT executives admit that existing infrastructure, operations, and culture constrain innovation and strategic business growth. At least half of the survey group, 49%, say their IT infrastructure inhibits business growth to a great extent. 87% indicate that the working relationship between developers and traditional IT is hindering their ability to take full advantage of digital transformation. It appears not a whole lot is being done yet to address this. Just 20% are in progress with implementing platform teams that collaborate with DevSecOps or Agile teams. And tech alone doesn't unlock success. In research from Infosys Knowledge Institute, having digital technologies alone isn't enough to meet business objectives and drive profits. Instead, IT must move beyond traditional IT metrics. As digital adoption rates soared during the pandemic, the study also indicated a point of diminishing returns for companies with high levels of adoption. Companies with above-average adoption rates generated slightly less profit growth than those with lower adoption, while those with average rates generated the most. The study data suggests that mere adoption is not enough. What matters more is the effectiveness with which companies use their technology. Why do we care? I won't lead with "the cloud is coming." I've said that too often recently. Instead, that last research study. Having technology alone isn't enough. It has to be made effective. The positive to that is that this is a huge opportunity for those who focus there. The negative is that many IT providers have gotten by just keeping the lights on, and the data says it simply isn't enough anymore. The data tends to be a bit obvious in the direction when put together this way. It's not to say it's easy, but the direction feels very clear. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gazinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. No bonus episode this weekend, although I am releasing a video on how we work remotely from Panama for a week back in January. Catch that on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/MSP Radio, and have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.